Get ready for a podcast from Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
We're joined in the studio by the wonderful Violet Hurst as well. How are you doing, Violet?
Hello, I'm good, thanks.
Perfect. Pleasure to have you here. For people who haven't heard of your project before, could you give me like a brief rundown of what Violet Hurst, the musical entity or project is?
Yes, I perform under my own name.
Whoa. Crazy.
What
are that? You just outed yourself
so
on the radio.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard for it to feel like a project. But
yeah,
I'm so sorry if I'm speaking so loudly in this mic. Yeah, definitely. Can you repeat the question now?
How would you describe? I guess yeah. Maybe that's the funny thing. Is it because it's your name? Like I don't know. Do you think of it as a project? Is it a project separate to yourself?
No.
Is it just your general life project?
That's crazy, isn't it? No, it definitely is a project.
Yeah.
The music is its own is its own entity. And how would I describe it? I think I approach it with a lot of love and a lot of honesty, and yeah, I'm just trying to have fun and explore. Obviously, I enjoy making music. That's why I make music. But there's like a constant cycle of just coming back to it as being something that is a fun experience and an expression for me in a way to like unravel things that you don't otherwise know how to unravel.
Yeah, cool. Oh, that sounds really like a really great way to look at it. And so at the moment you're on a tour. Can you describe to us that tour? How's it going? Where are you at in it? What can we expect to see or look forward to?
Well, it is just beginning. I've just arrived here.
This is the first day?
I'm playing tomorrow night here in Tupu, I just drove over today.
Oh, that's the beginning of a tour then today?
Correct.
The driving.
the drive is the first part. So far, it's going great because it's been like, 2 hours? I'm just super excited. We're playing 8 shows across Aotearoa, so 4 here in the South Island, 4 up in the North Island, and they are kind of more smaller shows and smaller towns, so I'm excited to be playing out in Port Chalmers. I haven't played out in Port Chalmers before.
Yeah.
And same goes with kind of Lyttelton and Barrytown on the west coast.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Barrytown would be awesome. Is that at the Barrytown Town Hall?
Yeah, the Settlers Hall. Have you been?
No, everyone says it's amazing and that it's such a nice spot. And like a whole bunch of, you know, Die 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 and stuff play there and like all these big bands.
Oh.
I think like Steve Albini played there, something like Shellac or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah, some like huge bands play there.
Okay, well.
And apparently the locals just kind of go, you know?
That's why I've got a friend who
lives
there.
Sounds nice, yeah.
Yeah, and he's. He had a birthday party there and my brother went and said it was just a lot of fun, so I thought I really want to go visit and see what that's about, but that's way better than I thought.
I think it's people talk about it from overseas that it's like a, you know, some magical little small town place that is really cute, but I've never been. I've always wanted to and I haven't managed to make the effort to book a gig there.
Oh.
So that sounds awesome. And so what sort of stuff are you performing on this tour?
I will be performing a mixture, but definitely the inspiration was to get out and test new material in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at home in Queenstown pretty, not totally isolated, but from live music and young people hanging out in a room and playing their own music.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the main inspiration. I just wanted to get back in the room, really, and like test out these songs and see how they feel. And that's it. Yeah.
Cool. And so these are all some things that you've been writing while you've been a little bit isolated. Has it made your sound move in certain directions, do you feel? Or does it still just always kind of feel like a kind of open book of things that you're thinking about and doing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it definitely makes an impact. It makes the process a bit harder, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the songs reflect my pace and like my pace with the town, which is a bit more introverted and a bit more just a bit slower. Same to that though, having more time and space has given a bit more room to experiment and just keep going on the, I guess, on that journey I was already on of growing. That's just a crazy whirlwind answer, but
because I feel like talking about the pace, like Queenstown, obviously it's a smaller town, so it makes sense that like it's a bit more, you know, homely and chill and small, but at the same time it's also like, you know, very intense tourist commercial space, so there can be like really high octane elements to Queenstown, and like, you know, it can be really, really lively, especially over the summer and like tourist seasons and stuff. Is that what it feels like when you're there? Do you feel like, because there's a whole lot of, I remember just seeing people from different parts of the world like playing guitar on the street and stuff, and that being quite weird when you don't get that like anywhere else in the whole country. Do you feel like anything crosses over to you from it being, I don't want to call it like commercial, but you know, like it's just like different from the average small town. It's like a little weird, kind of unique, different part of New Zealand. I don't know.
Definitely. It's so weird. And you're right. There's this, I mean, how many places in New Zealand have like a magician on a nightly basis? But Queenstown does, which is so crazy. It didn't always feel like that to me. It wasn't always as touristy and busy as it is now. So my attitude towards it kind of remains the same. Going back, you know, you associate it as being a small town or like smaller perspectives or a smaller group of people, as in being young and being in school. So I think it's hard to kind of detached from that, but it's so weird now when I go for a walk downtown. It's just like you actually do get a bit of that anonymity that you get in a city. But it's also these tourists like with heaps of money to spend having a great time. So it doesn't really align with what's actually going on all the time. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like a holiday destination. It's a bit strange, but there is a community and there is things like that exist. They're just in different pockets and areas, and that's where less tourists and foot traffic go.
And have you been to any of the magicians much?
It is something I like to go. Oh, cool.
what are they like? I've almost never seen a magician.
You've never seen a magician? Yeah. Usually they've got like the fire sticks that they juggle and then they eat the fire with their mouth or whatever. And then there was this woman last week, actually. She just had like six hula hoops going kind of business. And sometimes they collab, so that's kind of cute. It's just nice if I'm down there to go hide. You know, just watch that on my walk home.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Very different.
Cool. Would that ever influence your music, do you feel?
My music is really magic.
Do you believe in magic?
Come to my show, listen to the music, and you'll see.
Okay, great. And then maybe about some of your music. So I stopped grilling you about Queenstown.
Okay.
What has your kind of like musical upbringing been like there? Like, what got you into playing music? Was there like artists that inspired you, or was there like a scene or musicians that you played with and stuff? Because you play as a solo artist. What's that been like for you? Kind of the journey of like learning music, getting into music, and like having your own kind of project or your name out there playing as like an artist or like a group and all those things.
I mean, I think sometimes I'm just really kind of envious of people who grew up in a space where there was bands and people playing together. There were some bands, actually, like Ruben from Saltwater Criminals was his first band in high school was there. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But that was kind of it. Sometimes I'm a bit envious that wasn't immediately around me.
Totally.
Even just, you know, looking at music as like a project and not yourself. But being by myself and being interested in the things I was as a kid and the music I was, which was maybe a little bit different to what the other kids were into, I think kind of made me be a solo artist just because that's who I had to rely on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my parents were so involved in, they're both musicians, and they would put on these productions. They did a thing called Starry Eyed, which is dressing up as a famous person every year. So, yeah, every year I'd go to the Memorial Hall and spend 2 weeks like listening to people pretend to be Shakira, Freddie Mercury, Britney Spears. Like, I got to see it all, and that was really cool. But that definitely gave me a great understanding of what great pop music was. Like, even David Bowie.
Yeah,
like,
cool.
Seeing them perform a version of Ground Control to Major Tom, from knowing that from when I was seven, I think is pretty, pretty cool. And understanding how, like, a stage and theatrics bring that music to life, I think that's definitely something I carry with my music now as much as I can.
And does that mean you have a good like backlog of like karaoke songs on you?
Yes. I love karaoke. Karaoke. To say it three times.
What's your top couple off your head?
I used to do Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
Oh yeah, you're nice.
Then it became like Atomic Kitten, Eternal Flame.
Yeah.
And then lastly, perfect, I'm in Love with a Stripper by T-Pain.
Amazing. What a combo.
Got the body of a goddess. Yeah, I'm not actually going to do that straight into the
beginning
microphone.
Of the tour, that was it. We actually have a guitar here if you want to play a song.
No, thank you. It's all right now. We've been doing so much practice.
Yeah, I can imagine. And the car on the way over, was there some good practice?
Oh, us?
Yeah.
Madeline's in the corner. I met Madeline here, but I was singing, I was singing Sticky Fingers. It's so embarrassing. Nice. Yeah, I know.
No. That's cool. I guess let's talk about your show. So, pop along for sure. Come watch Violet play. What kind of stuff are you going to play? What's the format? Are you playing on your own? Is it acoustic? Is it intimate? Is it like, what's it like?
Those things. It is acoustic and intimate. Well, we'll make it as intimate as we can in that we Pioneer Hall.
Yeah, totally.
I'm playing myself with Madeline Dove. Is going to be joining me on vocals and just a supporting musician. My dad is also going to be coming over for this show.
Cool.
So he plays flute and saxophone. So
awesome.
It will be a little trio setup, lots of wind elements. I'm going to be playing guitar and piano and doing what I can, really, and just experimenting with vocals. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and the beautiful Kira Wallace is going to open.
Yeah, awesome. Very keen to hear them.
Fantastic young songwriter. Constantly impressed. So I've wanted to play a show with them for a while.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. And we've got a song of yours lined up as well, My Body. From a little compilation from Mouthful too. Can you tell me about that track?
Yes. This is probably one of my favourite new tracks. This is also a demo, but I'll be performing this in the set tomorrow and for the rest of the tour. It's a good example of how much I love vocal layering and like a good bit of synths. And yeah, it came out on the Mouthful Radio, they're an independent online radio compilation last year, and it was called Flower Beds That Grow. So I kind of liked that. To me, this song is like, feels like a bed, a bit of synths, and yeah, I thought that fit with the theme.
Cool. Well, let's check it on and give it a listen. And thank you so much for coming in and being on the radio.
Thank you, Fee.
Appreciate you being here. Any other last words for the people? Want to plug yourself? Say anything?
Tickets are on Under the Radar if you'd like to go there. Tell your friends and family in other places. I'll be on tour this weekend, next week. And yeah, I hope you can make it. And thank you, Radio 1.
Cool. All good. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
This is Violet Hurst with My Body here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
have chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast, a fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.